Over 200 vets, active duty forces vow to hold military leaders accountable for COVID-19 vaccine mandate. By Christina Wong on January 1, 2024. More than 200 military veterans, active duty members, former officials, and military spouses released an open letter on January 1 in which they vowed to do everything in their power to hold senior military leaders responsible for forcing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on troops. They wrote in the letter, released on social media Monday. While implementing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, military leaders broke the law, trampled constitutional rights, denied informed consent, permitted unwilling medical experimentation, and suppressed the free exercise of religion. Service members and families were significantly harmed by these actions. Their suffering continues to be felt financially, emotionally, and physically. Some service members became part of our ever-growing veteran homeless population. Some developed debilitating vaccine injuries, and some even lost their lives. In an apparent attempt to avoid accountability, military leaders are continuing to ignore our communications regarding these injuries and the laws that were broken. The signatories, which include candidates for U.S. Congress and other political offices, said there were thousands within their network who planned to run for Congress and seek appointments to executive branch offices. They pledged that those who win office would remove retirement pay for military leaders who were criminally complicit and that those who gain the authority to do so would recall military leaders from retirement and convene courts-martial for the crimes they committed. Related video, Biden crows we beat pharma. After spending last year forcing Americans to get jabbed. The signatories running for U.S. Congress in 2024 include Mara Macy, RFL, Dennis Nate Kane, RY, Chris Coulomb, RCA, Cameron Hamilton, RVA, Jay Furman, RTX, and Matthew Shoemaker, RNC. Nick Cupper is running for the Arizona House of Representatives. Signatories include veterans from every branch of the military. The signatories specifically named former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Army General, retired, Mark Milley, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Navy Admiral Christopher Grady, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General, retired, James McConville, former chief of Naval Operations Admiral, retired, Michael Gilday, in addition to other leaders. They pledged they would pursue their efforts with a long-term time horizon. This endeavor will be a continuous process with a long-term time horizon. But fulfilling our oaths to defend the Constitution requires just such persistent vigilance. Likewise, we are obligated, and so commit, to train those who come after us to fulfill their duty in achieving this accountability and safeguarding against such leadership failures hereafter, they wrote. Flashback, Biden spreads misinformation about COVID vaccines. They concluded. Our nation was once great because it was good. It was built on moral principles founded in natural law, and yet, the recent acceleration of moral relativism has us headed towards a precipitous implosion. While all good things come to an end, we refuse to allow our nation to go quietly into the depths of decadence and decay. We promise to exhaust all moral, ethical, and legal means to restore the rule of law, and will begin by attempting to hold senior military leaders accountable. The Constitution is the supreme law of our land. We will fight to enforce that law and put an end to the two-tier justice system. May future generations see our efforts and, God willing, may they also be recipients of the great gift of liberty that we have had the honor of safeguarding. The Biden administration ordered in August 2021 for all military members and reservists to take the COVID-19 vaccine or else face discharge from the military. As a result, more than 8,000 service members were kicked out, with an unknown number choosing not to re-enlist. Republicans in Congress forced the administration to rescind the mandate in the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. However, affected veteran service members are continuing their fight for accountability and restitution for time and pay lost. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.